Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. So I'll get to the calls in a second. I want to ask a question I think a majority of fans can involve themselves in, and they both involve Ilitch-owned teams. And maybe I'm missing the mark. You're welcome to tell me. But I feel like the Iser plan and the Scott Harris plan are the same damn thing. Different colors, different packaging, maybe a different ribbon. But it's the same thing. And what I mean is this. There are no expectations. Steve did nothing at the deadline. Scott did nothing all offseason. And even yesterday, Scott Harris went out, Major League Baseball, MLB Network, and just said, no, there's no expectation. We haven't earned the right to expectations. All that was asked of him was, hey, division's wide open. A lot of people think a lot of your team is a team that can contend. And Scott Harris served you the poo-poo platter. And I started thinking about it. And realistically, both of these guys are operating with zero urgency. They are operating extremely conservative. They are selling you on something that I happen to believe is a complete fantasy in sports, which is long periods of competitive play. The sports are designed for that not to happen. And second of all, if I asked you, would you rather be good for 10 years and win nothing or 1 year and win everything? You know the answer. Guys, are you comfortable that the Tigers and Wings are seemingly being guided by no standards? There's no standard. That the Iser plan can just go into continuum. That if they don't make the playoffs this year, look, it doesn't matter what should be. The actuality won't be the same. There's no pressure. And for Scott Harris, let's think about this. We all want the same thing. We want to win this division, man. And they did nothing. They have a payroll $60 million below league average. And yet we're still watching the Zach McKinstrys of the world and the, you know, Ibanez's of the world. Like, I want to know as a fan, as you drive home today, do you believe the Tigers or Wings actually have expectations? Because it feels like, Rico, they're operating the same plan, which is we're going to do this. We're going to take our time. You're going to drink the sand, not because you want to, but because you don't know the difference.
That's all we're going
to
offer. We're going to lower the bar. Because if you go out there and say, we're competing, well, now you're putting yourself under the microscope. Now you're holding yourself accountable. So long as you keep kicking the can.
I can't with Kuiper's hair. You got to get him off the TV. Okay. I can't.
Okay.
You know what? Christmas bulb. All right, go ahead.
So long as you kick the can down the road, you're not going to be accountable for anything because you're telling fans don't expect it. So here's the deal: if all of a sudden you start winning, you could say, "See, look, it came from nowhere," but it'll be that shock. It'll be the surprise. That's what they're hoping for. Because if they actually said, "We're trying to win the cup, we're trying to win the World Series," well, now fans are going to hold them to
that. Right, but it's not even what they say; it's what they don't do. Yzerman did nothing at the deadline. Scott Harris did nothing in the offseason.
They're reinforcing the fact we're not that they're not trying, but we'll get to it when we get to it.
That's my slow process. There's no timeline. There is no standard. And my issue with it is, while it is not Steve's fault that the Red Wings have been bad seemingly forever now, it is his problem. Scott Harris, it's the same thing. That, oh, well, Scott Harris is only his second year. It's 10 years into irrelevancy. And I think anytime you take a job, you have to understand what you're taking over. I don't think it's fair to just tell paying customers, the people who listen to this show, the people who go to these games, well, listen, guys, you know, the last 10 years, you're suffering. That's not their problem. No, it's distinctly your problem. If I hire a new CEO to take over a Fortune 500, you're inheriting those problems with immediacy of your predecessor. Your job is to, in an expedient manner, turn it around. Why would we view sports differently?
Yeah, you don't get to wipe the slate clean.
No.
Say, now we're going to start over. I had nothing to do with the losing.
And mind you, no one is saying the Tigers should win the World Series this year. No one is saying the Wings should win the Stanley Cup this year. I just view playoffs as that barometer to acceptability, meaning, look, Scott Harris, when he said in this interview with Chris Russo, we've got a good young player or a good veteran in every position. No, you don't. Can I introduce you to Harvey?
Yeah.
Like,
no, but I think it's why people love Dan Campbell and the Lions, because they came out. Now we're going to go out here and we're going to try and win. We're not waiting for down the line. We're trying to do it right now. And then they did something silly. They backed it up.
Yeah.
So that's why everybody's like, man, this guy can do whatever he wants,
and
because
look, even
he's
then,
trying.
Even then, I don't think they've put the pedal down as hard as they could have. I had preference. I'm not mad. I think they've gotten better this offseason. I think they could have been more impactful.
Right.
But overall, they're doing their job. When you look at the Ilitch-owned properties, man, is it wrong for me to comp out Scott Harris to Yzerman and Yzerman to Harris? Because it feels the same.
No, it feels, it's like the Spider-Man meme.
I got all day.
I have
you
no
ain't
going
to tell me
top.
To hurry up.
Yeah.
I'm the smartest guy in the room, and my bosses don't have any pressure on me. So you're going to drink your 3-foot daiquiris.
So while you're waiting, go have a slice of pizza.
Right. Come on down and walk around the concrete slate that is the district. Tell me if, guys, if I'm off base, feel free. You can be like, Mike, here's why you're wrong. I'm not going to be mad. It doesn't mean I'm right. But, man, when I talk about these teams and we talk about some of the frustrations, and then we look at how the GMs operate, look at how Yzerman operated. I'm not doing splashy. I'm getting depth. I'm going to get veterans. We're going to get the Compfers of the world, and we're going to build a balanced team. Look at Scott Harris. If I list off his moves, the Vierlings and the Matons and the McKinstrys and the Maedas, and none of these moves are impact moves. They're doing the same thing. And in essence, even though the money's money, they're kind of doing it on the cheap. I mean, the Wings were one of the only teams in the league, had about $10 million of cap space at the deadline. That's a huge number in the NHL. Mm-hmm. The Tigers, there is no cap, but fine. Let's be realistic that the cap for this team probably would be league average, $164 million. You're at 104. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's all the same.
Right, because you thought that the Tigers would spend, especially once Mickey's money came off. It's like, okay, now let's go and bring in a player that can help you win right now
or make a
trade.
And
not 10 years ago.
Right. And again, it doesn't matter who I bring up, because when you get with the baseball nistas, it's not about anyone being a perfect player. It's about getting players that are better than what you have. So I just don't understand how we've entered this space. The Tiger offense looks every bit as bad as it was last year. Well, it probably should be, because they're relying upon almost exclusively young players. None of these veterans they brought in have any upside. Like, I'm sorry, if Mark Canha is your best hitter, you're effed. Mark Canha on a World Series team, that's a fourth outfielder. Mm-hmm. Sorry, he is. So I just, whether it's the Wings, no bold moves, no stars, very conservative signings. Tigers, same thing. Dude, the Tigers didn't lift a finger to bring in bats or make a trade, like winter meetings, We couldn't go out. Like, I don't even want to say his name because people will poke holes in him. And I'm giving an example. Like, if you're asking me, would I rather have Alex Verdugo patrolling the outfield or Parker Meadows? Yeah, I think Verdugo's done more for longer and is a far better bat. And he is a good outfielder. Is he Parker Meadows good? Probably not, but I need help. So I want to know, is that a fair comp or...
Well, no, when you hear Scott Harris, his thing was, yeah, I got the young guys, and if they're young, to paraphrase, don't expect much. So we're not trying to win right now. We're going to let the young guys cook, as the kids would say.
I'm happy to do it. I just feel like you could have supported him with veterans, Rico. You could have supported him with better bats. And I have a hard time taking you seriously when you tell me you got a good veteran or good young guy at every position.
I have a hard time taking you seriously when you just told everybody, you know what, we're going to punt this season.
That's what it feels like.
So why should I? I mean, if I'm a Tiger, like, why would I be invested? Why would I care?
248-539-9797. If you think I'm off base, cool, man. It's not a hill I'm going to die on. I see the similarities. Doesn't mean I'm right. But it feels the same. I mean, hold on. Kenny, Steve Bott. Kenny, is it insane for me to link those two up?
I think throwing Steve Yzerman in there is a little bit different because he didn't openly come out and say, I'm not trying. He actually, reports are behind the scenes, he's burning right now.
There's no question. I'm saying he didn't do anything at the deadline.
He didn't do anything at the deadline. I don't know that I would have either because you would have spent a bunch of capital to, what, get bounced in the second round maybe?
Yeah, but again, Kenny, making it depend. Okay, I agree with you. There were no transformational players available. We agree on that.
Yep.
But isn't there an importance in year five to make the playoffs?
There is, and this offseason is going to tell me a heck of a lot about what you're saying right now.
Okay.
Because he needs to. Like, last offseason, he needed to bring in DeBrinket. He did that. We were all happy. Now, granted, it's not going so very well right now.
The last 19 games have been atrocious.
Right, but same thing applies this offseason, except take it a step higher. He needs to make a big splash.
Okay. I guess for me, it's like pressure doesn't have to be a bad thing.
It doesn't.
You know, the phrase pressure is a privilege. It is. If you're doing important work in this life, there has to be pressure attached to it. So I view it as if you are the president of baseball ops or the president of a hockey team, the pressure is a privilege. Otherwise, it means you're working for some Mickey Mouse rat bait franchise. Like, I view it, man, if I took over the Detroit Tigers, I would be keenly aware of a 40-year title drought, and I'd be keenly aware of what the fan base is feeling. Now, that doesn't mean I go PlayStation 5 on this puppy and go nuts. But there's no way in year two, playing in this ass division, that would have been my offseason.
See, and that's where the thing, and I get where Kenny's saying, because yes, Stevie did make moves in the offseason. But when it comes to the expectations, that comes from the top. If your owner is saying you make the playoffs this year, then maybe he makes a move at the deadline.
Right, I don't think there's any. I don't think there's any pressure on anything. And you know it's bad when the biggest acquisition by either team was a play-by-play guy. That's a problem.
Yeah, and then you look on the other side, the other team, the Tigers, and it just upsets me as a fan when JD signs for $12.5 million. And it's like,
well, why can we do this?
Exactly.
They value their flexibility at DH, you dummy. That's tongue-in-cheek, but that's their actual answer. Yeah. Okay.
Go enjoy a slice of pizza.
248-539-9797. Would love to talk to you guys about it. We'll do it next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.
Yikes. Little alone. Little Scott Harris. And it's just very simple to me. I don't understand it. And it feels eerily similar. Iserman and Harris, Wings, Tigers. No rush. No pressure. No expectations.
No sense of urgency.
Yeah, and after last night's loss, like, think about Lalonde. Look, I know I overreacted. When I heard that quote a month ago, I would have fired. If I were the owner, I would have strolled downstairs in my pajamas and fired his ass. You can't say what he said. But maybe it is emblematic of the franchise's view. It's the same thing as the Tigers. Doesn't matter what fans feel. Tiger's going to tell you, just shut up and drink your daiquiri. Everything's going to be all right in 2027. Like, I want to know if we're on to something. Let's go to Michael, see what he's got to say. Mike, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Good. What's on your mind?
Like, they really need to make the playoffs. Like, they need to put their best foot forward. And what people don't understand about the NHL is that it's really hard to get into the playoffs. I mean, I don't see Boston slowing down. I don't see Toronto slowing down. Like, the reason why Arizona is probably moving is because they haven't been to the playoffs in like 10 years. And I don't really count the COVID season. And Buffalo, they haven't been to the playoffs in 10 years. It's so incredibly hard. And like, I feel like they're not putting their best foot forward. Like, with the center depth they have, there's no reason Marco Kasper shouldn't be up here. Like, I nearly, like, the guy called in and said, and he threw something at this screen maybe, like, a few hours ago. I almost did that when Austin Zarnik missed a slot chance. Like, it was – he just whiffed on the puck. Like, you can't – that's the best shot you're going to get in the NHL, and you can't miss it. And I don't want to see Zarnik or Ashton Reese and then have them be like, we're trying our best, because you're not bringing up your best players. You're not giving your team the best chance to win. And it's so frustrating, because if they don't like win, like, what happens to Patrick Kane? Like, is he going to come back? Like, if they miss the playoffs, I don't think so. And that's a point per game player. And it's so frustrating for me.
No, and it should be, because you're this deep into it. Only two of his picks play. They didn't do anything at the deadline. And right now, like, it's jarring when you look at what the elite players are doing and your best player's got 62 points. You're just not skilled enough.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I really wish Iserman took a little bit of responsibility, because, as you said, you know, Nikita Kucherov has like 130 points. Like, McKinnon, like, they have a whole bunch of points. And rather than go for the Bedard year, they signed some contracts, which are going to have to get rid of. I mean, Justin Hall is unplayable. And Andrew Kopp, like, he's not worth that 5.6. Like, by trying to go for an add depth, you're adding bad pieces that you're eventually going to have to get rid of. And it's so frustrating.
Right.
And
he added a bunch of players that he knows won't be here when this team is ready to win, which tells you he's in no rush. That there is no expectation.
Yeah, no sense of urgency.
You know, Mike, and I understand it, and it's fine, but hockey fans made fun of me last summer because I wasn't drinking the Kool-Aid about all these depth moves and stuff. Okay, make fun of me because I don't know every highlight of JT Compher. The point I'm making is guys like Compher aren't going to save you when you need someone to rise up and be a star and on a given night, on a given shift, dominate it. Turn a game on a dime. You don't have those people. And the one player who's fringy in that category has been terrible the last 19 games in DeBrincat. Mm-hmm. The whole point is these guys that he's brought in, all these depth pieces, none of them will be here when they're ready to win a cup. And it's the same thing with the Tigers. Sorry, Matt Vierling ain't going to be here when you win the World Series. McKinstry, Ibanez, Canna, Kelly, these guys aren't going to be here. Which means,
Bias,
he may be here. Honestly. But you get what I'm saying, though. Like, you make those moves knowing there's no pressure. I got all the time in the world.
No fire, yeah. That means that you have ownership in your back pocket and you can go as slow as you want.
Sure.
Methodical.
And again, I wasn't angry at the deadline. I don't know that there was any player that was going to be some transformative. No.
No.
Could you have gotten better?
When I heard Scott Harris, I was
that
like,
was different.
Like, you finish second. You could win this division.
Right. Harris is off season.
Like you're saying, I don't want to really try to win this division. If it happens, it happens. But, hey, don't expect anything from us.
Let's go to Jeff, who's up next, 97.1. Jeff, what's going on? Jeff?
Hello, guys.
There he is. Yep. What's up? No, you're good. Yep. You're good. What's going on?
Thanks for taking my call. So, Brandon, I think, is living on Fantasy Island regarding goalies and picking up players. Let me give you an example. Everybody wanted to lose for Hughes, I don't know how many years ago. He's a good player, but he's not putting up 100 goals this season and 100 assists. So, finding that talent is not as easy as going to get it. And as far as getting a goalie, many teams needed a goalie, and they're just that's one of the most skilled positions. They're not, your teams are not going to give up their goalie.
No, it was too expensive to probably get a netminder, and plus, who was the perfect solution? I was with Kenny at the deadline. Was there a way to get better, a little bit better, do something to help you a little bit? That's more of the conversation I'm having, Jeff.
DeBrinket, he's not a 100 goal scorer either. I'm not happy with the lack of progress that Iserman has had with the free agents. There's no question about it. I am not happy with that. But on the same token, you just don't go get a McDavid Matthews. Like, again, Brandon seemed to indicate they're just low hanging fruit. So,
no, but you know what, Jeff? I'll say this to defend Brandon. Look, I think frustration boils over. And let's face this now. Look, I've been in Detroit my whole adult life. All right, I have always associated the Red Wings with superstars. You know, we were very spoiled for a very long time. And what began with Yzerman and Fedorov and the Russian Five and what morphed into the O2, which was a traveling circus of the NHL Hall of Fame.
Yeah, people wanted to come here.
All the way to Hank and Pavel. Like, Jeff, we're spoiled. It's been a long time since we've had a player whose jersey you actually wanted. And I think it's okay for Brandon to be frustrated. You're right. Some of that's unrealistic. But here's my question to you. When you brought in Steve Yzerman, arguably one of the three or four best GM/team presidents in hockey, wasn't the expectation that he's special, he'll get us somebody?
I thought that would happen. Absolutely.
Okay.
For sure.
Then we're on the same page. And that's where I got to take up for a guy like Brandon. Where I can see through some of the anger and go, the guy just wants better players here. And I just, look, I mean, here's the other thing. I mean, Kenny, think about this. What's the longest term commitment Yzerman has signed a guy to? Is it Andrew Kopp?
Yeah, it's like 5-year deals. He doesn't sign, or I guess if you want to count the Larkin extension.
Okay, well, the Larkin extension is he was here, he's your guy.
That's your captain, yeah.
But to go out and get players on the open market, like Andrew Kopp was a bad deal. Agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
And now he's hurt, but bad deal.
Bad deal. Sherratt wasn't a great deal either. I didn't love that at the time.
Go down the list.
Perron's old. He's going to be gone. I mean,
keep going.
You're right when you said that all these guys that are here right now, they're not going to be here when Steve Yzerman says this is a cup contender.
Which means you're not adding to your core.
Right.
And well,
I think this is the offseason where you're going to see that.
We have to.
It better be at least.
Right. Regardless of if they pull this miracle off or if they miss it. All right. Uplifting. 248-539-9797.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, David, real quick before Rieger comes in, did you see the story about why A-Rod and that ownership group's bid fell through to buy the Timberwolves?
Yeah, it says something about the roster money.
Here's
going
an
down.
Idea.
Yeah.
If you're trying to get admission to the Gold Club, a.k.a. ownership of a pro team, you know what shouldn't be a part of your proposal? Budget cuts. The T-Wolves have been mired in Pistons-like atrocity for a decade. The T-Wolves are now top in the West, and part of your plan to sell the league that you're fit to own this team, and by the way, get Glenn Taylor, the majority owner, to sell you this team, is budget cuts that will take you below the tax threshold and destroy your ability to sign Anthony Edwards and keep this team good. I've always known A-Rod's an idiot, but this might be a new one for me. This is a new level of idiocy. We're just talking about why their bid got rejected. It's being unearthed that part of the bid, Rico, was budget cuts to player payroll. So Glenn Taylor went, I'm not selling you this team. Yeah. I've been the owner of this team. I love this state. You can buy this team, but you're not going to tear it down and make it a plaything.
And they thought they were going to get away with this.
A-Rod is such a moron.
God, I understand A-Rod. What A-Rod's trying to do. I don't see what his end game is. He just, it's like almost, I'm going to keep doing stuff to stay famous and stay relevant.
A-Rod is a worse version of Russell Wilson. They're the same person, just different body.
You know what? You may be onto something.
They're synthetic creations. They're ChatGPT of a human being.
Because you would think, okay, A-Rod, just go spend your money, go live your life.
And if you're going to buy a team, don't make budget cuts a part of it. All right, carry on. I mean,
for a while you had J-Lo. Like, what's wrong?
Oh, boy.
Go live your life, man.
What's wrong?
You won.
I'm going to stay away from that. No, you didn't win. He was a bum in New York. Piece of garbage.
I think that's what J-Lo, she saw. You're a bum.
Yeah, you know what? She saw his at bat against Zamaya in 06 and went, I'm not dating this loser.
Send a text. Ben, you up?
Okay. You know what? I'm moving on. Absolutely moving on. Hey, there's Lord of the Idiots. You happy with yourself now? I tried to tell you, just chill, calm down on the chaos. You wouldn't listen.
I am not the reason the Red Wings could not score until the last second, Michael.
You didn't help. Because you were cocky. Please. You were arrogant.
Well, I'm sorry. You're a negative 40 goal differential. You have lost six in a row. Wings already beat them 8-3.
You know this team. Last night is this team in a nutshell. Every time you want to trust them, every time you think things are going well, mom with the postman. That's what this team does.
Like, if you're still into this playoff push, which, I mean, obviously they're just a point
what
out.
What kind of playoff push is 5-12-2 in your last 19
listen,
games?
Listen, it's horrendous. But if you're still, like, Kenny, if you're still into this playoff push after yesterday, you're kind of a dope, aren't you?
No.
Like, we need to let it go.
No, you're not.
We need the flat line.
No, I think the dopes are, and I think you're with me on this, why do these jackasses like Rieger and Costa keep guaranteeing things that are not guaranteeable?
You know, let me stop you right there.
Oh, my God.
You're being negative.
Oh.
And we're not going to have
that. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's him.
When are you going to apologize to Jared Goff?
That thing was all settled but before the championship game.
No, I just thought it was weird for him to play the negative media card.
I'm thinking it was Carlos. Wait, it's Wojo?
You know the funniest thing, though? Well, like, nobody in this town is negative.
You're like a box of kittens.
It was the way the question was asked. I don't think he listens to the radio or is that. I think it's people that interact with him. he gets a negative vibe sometimes. And believe it or not, I have a negative vibe sometimes.
Jared, the Pistons are historically bad. Has one anybody wrote the article to fire Troy Weaver? One. Nobody's wrote. We have the softest media around.
No, I wrote it in midseason.
I must have not read it.
No, see, this is the problem. And I
was begging David
to
hire church children to go to the game with sell the team T-shirts. Does that count as negativity?
I don't mean this negatively, but you guys need to read the newspapers more.
I tell you, a lot of people do, considering you're giving it away for a dollar for a year.
And free if it's not behind the paywall. Yeah. Well, we're giving away our shows for free, aren't we?
You want to start talking what it costs to advertise on this show versus what you're giving the fish wrap away for?
You know what it costs to get a full-page ad in the Free Press and the News? Millions. Billions, even.
Yeah, no. All right, what's coming
up
next?
We'll have fun with the golf thing.
And the Red Wings and the Tigers.
Yeah. The Red Wings, you know, it's strange. The Tigers won a game they shouldn't have won.
The Red Wings lost
a game they shouldn't have lost, and it absolutely solves nothing even to say it, but I said it anyhow.
And one GM is trying to win while the other president of baseball operations doesn't want to win.
I'd argue neither of them is.
I don't know. Gio Urshela looks like he's doing pretty well.
Oh, that's it. He's a regular Brooks Robinson. We're going to be
Gio
all
Gio Urshela and Mark Conn are the two greatest moves ever since Placido Polanco and Jose Guillen. Or
neither
Carlos
would
Guillen.
Start for a good team. But hey, let's make those the bedrock.
They come off the bench.
All right, we're done here. Now listen, the odds are we'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 because Mother Nature, she don't want no part of Tiger Baseball tomorrow.
You're looking at about 100%.
Monsoon. So they're going to get the same amount of hits if it rains or if it doesn't?
Just
turn him off. Yeah, we'll talk to everybody tomorrow.
Unbelievable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.